Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday the 28th of February and today's news story is about a woman who lost an injury claim. And wait until you find out why she lost it. Now, before we have a look at the news story, let's look at the keywords. So these are words that I'll be using in the news story, words that you might not be familiar with. But see if you can understand them based on the context, and then at the end we'll come back to all of them to look at what they mean and how I use them. We start with the word claim, C-L-A-I-M, and this can be a noun and it can be a verb, so listen for both. Next, a noun, chore, C-H-O-R-E, chore. What is a chore? Next, a verb, hurl, H-U-R-L, hurl. Next, an adjective, agile, A-G-I-L-E, agile. And finally, a phrase, at odds, at odds, and that's O-D-D-S, at odds. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them at the end. Here is today's news story. A woman in Ireland who tried to claim 760,000 euros over injuries has lost her case after a photo emerged of her throwing a Christmas tree. Camilla Grabska said that she had been left disabled after her car was hit from behind in 2017. She sued her insurance company, claiming that the crash had left her unable to work, play with her children, or carry out basic chores for the next 5 years. However, the Irish High Court was provided with photos showing the mum of two hurling a Christmas tree at a competition in 2018, less than a year later. Grabska told the court that she had been suffering from bad back and neck pains as a result of the accident. However, Judge Carmel Stewart was not convinced. She said, "It is a very large natural Christmas tree and it is being thrown by her in a very agile movement. I'm afraid I cannot but conclude the claims were entirely exaggerated. On that basis, I propose to dismiss the claim." After the crash in 2017, Grabska told doctors that she was unable to even lift a heavy bag without feeling a significant amount of pain. She quit her job and made several claims for disability payments, covering both past and future losses, she estimated at around 500,000 euros. Other evidence shown in court included footage of her training her dog for more than an hour in a local park last November. Grabska denies faking the injuries, saying that she is just trying to live a normal life. Judge Stewart, however, said that her activities were completely at odds with the medical evidence she gave of her injuries. And that's today's news story. Okay, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? And we begin with claim. So as I said, it can be used as a verb and as a noun. We'll start by looking at it as a verb. A woman in Ireland who tried to claim £760,000. So to claim is to make a demand for money under an insurance policy. And a claim is a demand for money under an insurance policy. Okay, the next word is chore. So she claimed that the crash had left her unable to work, play with her children, or carry out basic chores. A chore is a routine task, usually at home. So for example, it could include cooking and cleaning. Next, hurl. So photos showed the mum of two hurling a Christmas tree at a competition 2018. So to hurl is to throw with enthusiasm. Next, agile. So in these photos, the judge thought that the Christmas tree was being thrown by her in a very agile movement. Agile means to be able to move quickly and easily. And finally, at odds. The judge said that her activities were completely at odds with the medical evidence she gave of her injuries. This means in conflict with or contradicting. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. You can read the full transcript and test your understanding with a quiz on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. You can visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another new story tomorrow.